Hello and welcome. This is Suraj Kumar Education Show. Today I want to talk about history of agriculture. To start now, the earliest man, Homo erectus, emerged around 1.5 million years ago, and by about 1 million years ago, he spread throughout old world tropics and later to temperate zones. About 500,000 years ago, he learned to control and use fire. The earliest man is distinguished from fellow animals by his intelligence and skill in making tools. Homo sapiens, the direct ancestor of modern man, lived 250,000 years ago. Homo sapiens sapiens, the modern man, appeared in Africa about 35,000 years ago. He is distinguished from all other extinct species of genus Homo by large brain, small teeth and chin, and capacity for making and using tools. He hunted a variety of animals and cooked their meat on fire. The weapons for hunting were wielders and cypress of wood tipped with blades of flint. He also used stone tipped arrows. Later he domesticated the dog, which greatly helped him in hunting. Apart from the meat of animals, he gathered a variety of seeds, leaves and fruits from the jungle. It is estimated that most efficient hunting and gathering can hardly support one person per square kilometer, while pastoral life can support three, and agriculture about 100. He had no control over food supply and was unable to clothe and shelter adequately. During the period 8700 BC to 7700 BC, he domesticated animals and turned a herdsman. He first domesticated sheep and later goat. Between the period 7500 BC to 6500 BC, man gradually shifted from hunting and gathering to agriculture. Stone axes were used for cutting trees and fire for burning forests. Grain of cereals were debelled with the aid of pointed sticks. Later on, stones with wooden handles were invented. The cereals grown during this period were wheat and barley, and later rice, maize and millets. Subsequently, he domesticated cattle, pigs, horse and ass. Agriculture has no single and simple origin. It was started in different parts of the world during different periods. Present-day agriculture in India as elsewhere has evolved itself through the ages. As India was a pastoral country before agriculture was started, development of crops and animals took place concurrently, leading to the various types of farming system that are now seen in different parts of the country. India's most important contribution to world agriculture is rice, the staple food crop of most of South, Southeast and East Asia. Sugarcane, number of legumes and tropical fruit like mango are also natives of India. Indus Valley and Harappan civilization flourished from the close of the 3rd millennium BC until around 1750 BC. Excavation in this area have revealed huge granaries. Barley, wheat, sesame, peas, date palm, cotton and lentils were the main crops during this period. Wooden plow and wheeled cart were in use. Farmers used sling balls for scaring birds. Harpens knew the ginning, spinning and weaving of cotton into cloth. South India was a second and initially independent agriculture region. Crop were being raised here during the first half of the second millennium BC. Two types of pulses and finger millet were cultivated. The third intermediate area was north and west of Deccan Plateau, where the earliest cultivation of rice was recorded. Later, wheat, cotton, flax, lentils, pulses, and millets spread through this region. In later Vedic text 1000 to 500 BC, there are references to cultivation of a wide range of cereals, vegetables, fruits, and use of iron implements, plowing the soil several times, broadcasting seeds following, and certain sequence of cropping is mentioned. Cow dung was used as manure, irrigation of crops was common. Operation of reaping, threshing, and winnowing are also described in Vedic texts. Monumental irrigation works were executed as early as 1st century AD. Indian agriculture is predominantly of the subsistence types. Commercial crops like potato, sweet potato, tomato, chilies, groundnut, cashew nut, tobacco, and American cotton were introduced into the country by Portuguese during 16th century AD. Subsequently, subsistence economy was to an extent replaced with exchange economy. This is also known as commercialization of agriculture. In this episode, I will meet you in next episode. Thanks for listening. Have a nice day. Thank you.